Okay, good morning. Today's class is success of Yekutel Yehuda Mordechai and Rivka Gittel, success in Yom Shemayim with Sheva Banavak, Adil Ben Sheva, Emin with Sheva, Sheva with Sheva, Reina Malkov Tova Basha. This class is also in the success of the soldiers and the hostages to come home. God willing, please share and rate the podcast. I'm going to be in Efrat next Wednesday in Israel. We might have another event, and God willing, May in LA and June in New York. God willing. So today's class, we're going to talk about two books, Lesson 82 in the Likutei Moran, and also a little bit about this book called Recovery, the Sacred Art by Rami Shapiro. About just one chapter that it's incredible how everything's aligned. So I was doing it every Wednesday. I go into my recovery programs. I give a very, very big class with, 100 and something people. And I try to do a lot of interventions, Tony Robbins style. And so you could always see from the questions that people have the problem. So we were discussing issues on faith. They don't know faith. A lot of what we were talking about the day before. So this person says, I don't have faith. I don't understand it. So I said, you must be a Virgo. She goes, how did you know that I was a Virgo? I said, very simple. When you were trying to constantly understand, and she was a little bit of a perfectionist. I saw the way she dressed, etc. So, yes, she goes, I'm a Virgo. How did you know? I said, your whole goal in your life is to be perfectly imperfect. So she turned white. She got up. She rolled her sleeve. And that's what her tattoo says. Perfectly imperfect.
Wow.
I said, the problem is you put it on your arm. You should have put it on your heart. That's the problem. You should have tattooed it on your heart. Obviously from her, alcoholic, seeking control. Virgos, everything has to be in control. Everything has to be in control. Everything has to be perfect. So you could, I don't know how she got that tattoo on her. Maybe she had like a moment of inspiration. But the addiction was all rooted in seeking to control, and seeking for everything to be perfect. And when things don't go perfect, they go crazy. So this is where I'm leading you to this concept today. Where the source of this concept is obviously Reb Nachman speaks about it in Lesson 82. And he speaks about that when Chava tried to take control, everything became disorder. The root of all disorder in our lives, as Reb Nachman says very clearly, is when something goes unorderly for this person. The perfection of all things that are people, everything is bound to God, that we should accept and we should surrender. But when things go in disorder, it's a sign that we are arrogant, that we are seeking to control, take the control for ourselves. And the solution of everything in our lives is to bring it back to God. And this is where he says here, that the more a person recognizes and is bound to God, the more things go right for him. So there's two states. There's a state of order and there's a state of disorder. Even Jordan Peterson speaks about this. He doesn't know the Torah. But if you want order in your life, you have to give up control to God. If you want disorder in your life, you take control of your life. Doesn't mean one thing's taking control. But we're talking about areas in your life where you can't control. Certain things that happen in your life that you cannot control. Certain things, let's say God gives you for example, I cannot keep my mouth shut in an argument with my wife. I've tried, I prayed, I begged. And if it's not for me saying, Creator of the world, I am powerless over this. I'm just powerless. I have zero control over this problem. I have control over a lot of other things in my life. I have a tremendous discipline in many areas, but in certain areas in our lives, we have absolutely no control. And every single time he does it, it brings nonsense. But unless I beg God to tell him, I am completely not in control of this. And this is, you gave me this, and if only you could take it away from me, then it gets relieved. But other areas of our lives, it's rooted in control. This is the root of all chaos in our lives. And we're going to talk about this concept. The source is obviously represents Eve, represents the numerical value 19. And like we said before, the COVID-19 is chaos. And what happened in COVID-19? Everybody wanted to control. And it's funny how the more controlling you are, the less you're going to be able to handle chaos. But once you already, like when COVID came out in my recovery program, these guys were like laughing because they're like, hello, we're on heroin. Who cares about COVID? But the whole point is addicts couldn't care less about COVID, but people that were, you know, that everything had to be perfect, their lives become completely unmanageable. So we have to understand how come for people like that, they couldn't care less, and for other people, their lives become unmanageable. So we're going to talk about the root. The root of this is us connecting to control, wanting to play God. This is exactly what he says here, Rami Shapiro. And actually takes a quote from Bill W. Bill W. is the founder of the 12 Steps. And he basically says, first of all, we have to all quit playing God. So like I said, our job is to put the effort. The results are not up to you. The results are not up to you. You have to put the effort. It doesn't mean you're going to get... Your efforts need to be blessed. But the effort is up to you. The result is up to God. So when you are not happy with you're chasing the results or controlling the results, that is what we're talking about here, that you have no control of the results. And this is what he's saying here. The 12-step recovery is about freeing yourself from playing God, which is not our job to focus on the results. And since almost everybody is addicted to this game, 12 steps helps a person stop playing God. What does it mean to play God? It means living under the delusion that everything is controllable, especially here, like the outcome of events. It means constantly struggling to maintain the illusion that you're controlling it. It means lying to yourself every day that if you put just more and more effort, things will go more in control. It means having to mask your failure by controlling life by blaming others. Your parents, your spouse, your partners, your colleagues, your friends, your failure. It also means to dull the pain of failure with booze, alcohol, television, overworking, whatever method you're trying to numb yourself because of this illusion of you playing God. And again, like I said before, you have to put the work in, but the results are up to God and all of these things. So this is where worrying about money, that's really not in your control. You could work, you can get, it's not in your control. Yes, you can learn from failure. Yes, you could get experience. But at the end of the day, you cannot control some things. And that's where the concept of trust has to happen. The real disease, which we all suffer from today, is really the disease of playing God. You're playing God. I always say, stay in your lane. God's lane, and there's your lane. Chava, Eve, got into God's lane. She wanted to compete with him. That was the root of everything. So what happened? Not only did she not compete with him, she fell from her level, she blamed Adam, she blamed the snake, and chaos happened. All because of the root of control. By the way, this is why we're born on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Tishrei, the letters are in disorder. So we come to this world to come to recognize God. This is why the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah is to basically say, God, you are the king. Not we are the king. We are your servants. Most of us rather admit that we are powerless over life. But instead, listen to this. Instead of admitting you are powerless over life, you know what you do? You just redouble your efforts to regain more control. Do you understand? Instead of saying this is not my control, you become a hamster on the wheel, and I'm exhausted. Yes, you are exhausted. You're exhausted because you haven't surrendered. You're exhausted because you're trying to control your spouse. You're exhausted because you're trying to control. And the more you try to do it, the more exhausted you become. Like a hamster, our quest for control always ends up in exhaustion and failure. Exhaustion and failure do teach you a lesson, by the way. Exhaustion teaches you sometimes you're just going way, way, way too much. Failure to control life leads you to take refuge in where? Drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, shoplifting. whatever you can get. Obviously, that girl's drug of choice was what? It was alcohol. Alcohol gives you control. And cocaine. Cocaine also gives you that confidence, that control, that perfection. I'm confident. So you could see from the drug of choice, you could see exactly what their needs is. This was the Bill W's things. First, he said, you have to stop playing God. Playing God is trying to control the outcome of events. You do what you have to do, the rest is up to God. You go on a date, the rest is up to God. So many things are not in our control. And that's why we're here in this world, to have faith. But if we don't have faith, then we don't accept what God's doing. In other words, if you think you control life, you will act to control life. By doing so, you will invite consequences in your life that are extremely painful to you. And the root cause of your problem is thinking that you can control. This is what Carl Jung glimpsed at the spiritual dimension of addiction. What he says, listen, the problem with your drinking is not the alcohol. It's because you're lacking spirituality. Spirits is spirituality, and spirits, alcohol, and spirits is alcohol. So you can see the same word has both alcohol and spirits. And this is exactly where the source of all this is rooted in Chava. Control is a delusion because control isn't real. Remember, where is control coming from? Fear. It's all fear-based. Remember the formula. Fear leads you to the control. The more you control, the angrier you get. Because when you lose control, you get angry. The more angry you get, the more depressed you become. The more depressed you become, the more you become isolated. And the more isolated, the more you will pick up an addiction, etc. So look at the root of this vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle nowhere. The opposite. You trust the process. You take a chance in life. You trust the process, right? What happens? You grow. What happens after you grow? You give. You give. You have purpose and you have happiness. So you could see how one could lead you to nowhere, or one could lead you to complete rock bottom. And this is why rock bottom is finally telling you, listen, give up already. The irony is that we thirst for what we already have. You understand? You have the ability, and this is exactly why you need Torah in your life, because Torah, it humbles you. And the more humility you have, they recognize you have no control of some things. Certain things you control. Excessive chronic worry is excessive control. I want to control it. You know, if I worry about it enough, it won't happen. That's all. This is all nothing but nonsense in our own heads. And you know, I'm going through a couple of situations right now. God's not in my control. It's not in my control. It's your control. I'm giving you control. I'm powerless over this, etc. Our disease is this optical delusion that we are a part rather than part of God. You understand? What this snake does is the snake makes separation, makes fragmentation, instead of being connected. And this is why Albert Einstein said that we cannot solve a problem with the same mind that created it. And that's the bottom line. You cannot save the problem. And that's why the importance of all of this stuff is knowing it, is really, really knowing it. He has an incredible formula here. So what's the opposite? The opposite is powerlessness. The first step is being powerless, recognizing that I no longer seek to control things in life. I'm okay trusting in my Creator. I'm okay trusting the process. I'm okay. That's the living in the concept of powerlessness. And look. He has an incredible line. He says the fundamental and paradox premise of the 12 steps. Is the more clearly you recognize you lack control, so when I recognize I lack control, the more powerless I become. And the more powerless I become, the more I will surrender to God. And the more I surrender to God, the less I'll struggle with the natural flow of life. And the less you struggle with the natural flow of life, the freer you become. And then radical powerlessness, radical freedom comes, liberation comes, etc. But let's say the opposite. Let's say, you know, you want to control. You want to be validated all the time, right? The more you look for it, the less you get it. And the more you try harder and harder, the more people are not going to validate you, and the more they're going to go away from you. It's actually running away from you. The control is, everything's running away from you. The more you control things, it's running away. This is like the funniest video of Rabbi Rush, is how the fish when they open up the fish, the fish flies, the fish goes into the with the head first. You think he's chasing no, it comes into his mouth. That means God provides for us, but we have to create a system where we have open vessels, not blocked vessels of constant control. And this is an area that a lot of the times, listen, some of us had very dysfunctional childhoods. So we seek to control, you know, we don't want to be in that world again. So you're seeking to control so you don't, you know, you take control of your own life, not to depend on your, you know, a person's mother who is dysfunctional or parents. So that's, and then also you could be born an earth sign, like a Capricorn. Or Virgo, Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus. Those are major, major control. Earth is control. So you could see, you'll see definitely earth signs, major control issues. Taurus is control. Virgo is perfectionism control. Capricorn's major control issues. So part of it is your childhood, and part of it is your inborn nature. So, you know, you might have both of them, and it'll be a disaster in your life. And that's why there's always that. Why do you think Tevet, the month of Capricorn, why do you think Tevet is known for anger? Why do you think it's known for anger? Why do you think Mercury, which is Virgo, is nervousness, worry? Understand? Taurus, they just want to go be in a bubble and take control of their surroundings. You understand? But you could see. So you have to know yourself. First, you could have it in your DNA, this massive control issue, or it could be from your childhood. You had a very, very bad childhood, and because you had a bad childhood, you need to control others, or you need to just to be, because you went through a very traumatic situation, and you're trying to prevent that. But then obviously, what that happens is it doesn't allow people in. And it doesn't allow people in, it chases people away. So that's where, you know, people are closed off. Let's say you got, you know, cheated on. The next thing you know, you're going to another relationship without clearing that. All you're going to do is trying to control the other person. And that then you ruin the second relationship also. So it's very, very, very important. Like I always say in my recovery centers, you have to clear past debt before you go into new relationships, because otherwise that guy's going to take a hit for what the other person did. And so I see this black and white, and this is exactly an addiction. It's very, I want to control the way I feel. Addicts, they want to control exactly the way they feel. They want to know, they want to know that if they can take a Xanax, an anxiety can go away. They want, it's a controlling thing. And the more you try to control, the more your life will become completely out of control. That's why exactly what Rav Nachman says in lesson 82 is you have to surrender to Koach Ma. You have to surrender to the Koach of Ma. Chochma. Chochma is wisdom. Wisdom means the power of Ma. Power of what? What do I know? And that's why this, you know, we're going through Purim. And we just went through Purim. And God wants us to be free, to get to the light of not knowing, to recognize you know nothing, so you eventually can be free. Because if you think you know everything, you're only going to guarantee to lose, and that's why people are their own worst enemies. And you and that's why when she had that tattoo saying perfectly imperfect, in her heart she knew that that's what she has to do. But she, you know, you when you criticize yourself, and it's funny, then she says, "Well, I'm a Virgo too. Yes, I'm a chef, and I had to be perfect, and I put too much pressure on myself, and I cracked." So you could see everybody's issue. It's a lot. Number one, if you don't know yourself and you don't know what you're dealing with and you don't know the issues that you deal with, you don't have that self-actualization, you never know how to even fix the problem. And it's important to know that, hey, I have this issue in my life. This is an issue in my life that has to be worked on. This is an issue but there's tremendous positive things about that area too. Of being a Virgo, organization, clarity, you know, it's amazing. But you have to recognize where you have to take the real strengths of your character, and you have to really, really work on the weaknesses. God gives you a package. He says, here's the package. This package will help you, but this package will kill you if you don't manage it. This is for your soul, but this is for your ego. And that is the whole issue. But we have to tell God, Hashem, I am powerless. Just like Hashem, I cannot shut my mouth. I try, I ask, I beg. If I put the effort in and I ask, I beg, it works. But if, let's say, I don't ask for it for a few weeks, here you go. It's like incredible. I can't believe it. It's to teach you that we are all also. We are all broken, but that's where the light comes in. So it's also to recognize there's always a little brokenness in everything. Yeah, everything's a little brokenness. There's a crack in everything in life. You're not so perfect. You're not so great. You know, there's a crack. You have exposure in life. You have to depend on God. Don't think you're better than anybody else. So he keeps that. The purpose of all of this is to keep you humble. You know, there's a crack. There's a crack in everything. There's a crack, but the crack is exactly where you can be vulnerable and you can get connected, and you no longer seek that. So that's where we said we're all broken, but that's where the light gets in. You need a crack to get in. You need a broken heart to get in, to really get closer to God. But this other life of just trying to live with perfection and to try to live with control, and this is why it's extremely important that we have a lot of compassion on ourselves, so we can have compassion on people. But get out of this control business. It sucks. It sucks, it's exhausting, and it doesn't work. And all of this is an illusion. And the more you try it, the more it's not going to work for you. So this is why, again, my opinion, not that I know anything. My opinion is to accept the light of Hasidus in your life. The light of the Baal Shem Tov, the light of Rabbi Lubavitch, the light of Rav Nachman. Because they've mastered bittul. They've mastered states of consciousness of surrender. They've mastered it. It's all, the whole thing is mastered. It says the biggest wisdom you get is the more you surrender to God. And this doesn't mean, again, to go and say, oh, I'm not controlling everything, I'm going to stay home and do nothing. No. We're telling you to work. We're telling you to pray. We're telling you to be very aggressive. But then you have to know how to let go. That is the key. You have to basically know how to let go. And let God. You have to know how. But the control itself is the root of all anger issues. Just think about when your kids get upset. You know, your kids don't listen to you. You get angry. You know, that's when your husband doesn't listen to you. Your wife doesn't listen. You get that. You lost control. It's all about control. It's the delusion of control. You know? And that's where we all have to work on. And that's where the part of your meditations, part of your talking to your Creator, is to tell him, I want real chokhmah. Real wisdom is to recognize you know nothing. That is real wisdom. I want to connect to the koach of the name ma, which means what? What do I know? What do I know? That's why this constantly comes over and over. But look what happened with COVID. Look what happened with COVID, how they tried to control governments. Look what happened in Canada. It became nothing but chaos. Tell me, what area of have you seen that control has won well? Never. It doesn't go well. Because it's not supposed to be that way. In life, you have to use more power than force. That's another David Hawkins concept. Use power versus force. Use the power of trust. Use the power of gratitude. Use the power of being happy versus trying to force the things to happen. Forcing things to happen never works because it's a demand. It's not only is it a demand, but it also comes from a place of sadness. And the place of sadness, you're never going to get nothing. Because even if you got what you wanted in the place of sadness, you would want double after. You wouldn't even appreciate it. You understand? Where when we attract things through being in better states and through being confident and through being our true selves, then all of a sudden it will stay with you and it won't get to your head. So that's why this is so important. So may we all recognize the power of being powerless. Again, we're not saying to be lazy. We're saying to do, but let go. Help people. Sometimes we try to help people, but we can't. If they can't receive it, they can't receive it. But we should just focus on our efforts, but we should leave the result to God. Because again, and this is why a lot of people have given up on prayer. A lot of people have given up on prayer. They've given up because they say, oh, it hasn't worked yet. How do you know when it's going to work? How do you know who's getting answered? How do you know the prayer yesterday, it could be answered in 2 years, that you really need it? How do you know? You don't know that. You know what Esther said? You remember the prayer that Esther said? May you do like this tomorrow, like you did to us today. What was that tomorrow mean? That's the Nuremberg trials, the 10 sons of Haman that died. The Nuremberg trials. That was her prayer. May you do like this tomorrow. So she prayed. She prayed for something. She says, tomorrow also I want the ten sons of Haman, of Amalek dead. And that's the 10 sons. That's why the last guy, if you look at the Nuremberg trials, the last guy yelled out, Purim Fest 1946, the last Nazi. Because she prayed for that. Imagine she got answered hundreds of years later. So, but when you pray and you want to control it, well, I'm not getting answered, I stop, then that's called arrogance. It's all called arrogance. You have to go and you have to do as much as you can. You have to give without expectations. You have to be happy without reward. You have to do everything. You have to do as much things without an output at the end. Not like your kid says, what am I going to get if I clean the room? You know, this is like, you're better than a two-year-old. What am I going to get? What am I going to get? That's the new thing to my kid. What am I going to get if I do this? Seems like we haven't changed much. Just maybe change the sizes of clothing. What am I going to get if I do this? What am I going to get if I do that? It's manipulation. Manipulation. When you're doing something to get, you're sort of manipulating things. You understand? And it doesn't work. It's not good in heaven. And it doesn't good in heaven, and it's not good with others because others force control. Just think about something in your life that you would want. What's the greatest, really, really the greatest asset you would want in a relationship is space. Right? You would want space. You wouldn't want to be controlled. So you don't want to do it to somebody else. You wouldn't want to do it to somebody else. So, and also, we also have to create space through situations in our life. Because if we don't create that space, then we don't have a miracle can never come. If you're so controlling, a miracle can never come to you. You would never allow it in. Because it has to be your way, that this has to, I have to win this way. You would never allow it in. You would chase every miracle away. So may Hashem help us all that we should all give up, let go and let God. Have a great day.